Here's another question that you may be asking as you watch your savings disappear. Is it fair that top executives earn exorbitant salaries even when their companies produce nothing but red ink? Some European countries are answering, absolutely not. The World's Jerry Haddon sent us this report from Toulouse, France.
Students file in for morning classes at one of France's top business management schools. These are Europe's next business leaders. They're being groomed down the street from some of the continent's most important aerospace and high-tech companies. But they'll graduate into a different world. As the economic crisis drags on, some European leaders are demanding changes. They want to lower sky-high executive pay, they want to limit multi-million dollar bonuses, and they want to eliminate another common perk.
Golden parachutes.
Economist Hervé Penon directs this school. He has nothing but disdain for the sometimes eight-figure severance packages that some company CEOs receive even when they screw up.
The case of bad management, it's very badly accepted by the people.
Very badly accepted by the people. Just this summer, for example, France made what it calls unfair severance pay a thing of the past. Witness the fall of the Franco-Belgian banking giant Dexia. It made news all over the world.
The world's largest lender to local governments has just reported a 32% decline in its second quarter profit, net income falling 32% to 5%.
The bank went under, and the French government stripped the outgoing CEO of his severance package. In other words, the government tied pay to performance. France is not alone in trying to slim down the corporate fat cats. Germany is discussing salary caps for bank chiefs. In Switzerland, the failing bank USB has just given shareholders some say in what top executives earn. Peter Montagnan approves. Montagnan directs investments for the Association of British Insurers. He says one way to shoot down these golden parachutes is to make boards of directors more accountable to investors.
One of the things that we would really like to see happen is that all directors, including those that sit on remuneration committees, should be up for re-election every year. So if the directors failed us shareholders by agreeing rewards for effectively failure, we would hold them to account by not voting for them.
Going after fat cat salaries is politically popular, but not all of Europe is following suit. For example, Spain and Italy have been largely silent on the issue. Alberto Mingardi runs an economics think tank in Milan. He says just a few people control the banks in Italy, and they've created a culture in which change is impossible.
The people being basically in important boards are always the same, and there's no matter of incentive, but matter of culture and lack of human capital.
And so some European countries are not capping executive pay. But those that are say compensation must reflect performance. They're even considering what's called a clawback clause. That would force CEOs to return bonuses to the company if it turns out profit statements were exaggerated. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Toulouse, France.